If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. Badass. I get my light right from the source. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north. Yeah.
Badass.
I get my light right from the source. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, hey, get your peaches and get your weed from wherever, California, Georgia, but you get the best music, you get the hit music, and you get it back-to-back, one place only. You know what I'm talking about. 951 Remix at 6.5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Seems weird to say that. We were just having a long weekend, and we're now on the eve of another weekend. No. I didn't say long weekend. That's wishful thinking. Two long weekends back-to-back. I mean, it happens. When was the last time that happened, though, Jed?
That pre-COVID, that we couldn't really count. The fact that it's, I don't know, but it's a long weekend. When again?
I don't know, and, it doesn't even matter.
it doesn't, but I know our Republic Day is at the end, not Republic, Independence Day is at the end of this month, which is a Tuesday. Already checked.
Oh, man. We should, if you guys vote for Val and Danny, we would always make sure that holidays fall on a Friday or a Monday.
Always.
Because you know what? It's just a matter of writing on a piece of paper and decreeing it.
Yeah,
I show whatever reason that holiday is attached to, the invested partners will be like, yeah, because everybody wants a long weekend.
Yeah, but long weekends are pretty good for the following week as well, because it's a show. How is it Thursday already?
No, but long weekends are pretty good for people like us who don't get holidays.
No, but it's really good for the week after too, because the week is short.
Yeah.
You know, you confuse people every single day they wake up, what's today?
You see, ladies, short things aren't bad things. Always remember that.
Short things are not always bad.
Yeah, see, the little things count. I'm done. It's that Dundee. 8 minutes after 6, how did you sleep last night? Good?
Yes, eyes closed.
Well, that's the best way. No, you're a red woman. One eye was closed. Come on.
You are right. I'm telling the truth there. But I got up pretty early. I don't know why. I keep getting up 4:40 something these days, every day.
Well,
I think it has to be due to that alarm I haven't taken off.
It could be that. Or it could be a little. It could be the Jumbie in you is getting a little older because you're waking up an hour after Jumbie hour.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! As you say, Jumbie, did I send you the video of this supposed Jumbie somewhere in El Dorado, Barataria, Rangers?
Wait. El Dorado and Barataria, Rangers is real far apart, huh?
El Socorro.
Oh, okay.
The other El. I'm going to tell it to you now.
Well, yeah, do... Wait.
Guys, I'm going to tell you all. It's going to start a whole poltergeist other entity conversation this morning, yeah?
So wait. Do you remember that buck thing? That was that was...
Gasparilla buck.
Yeah, that was nonsense.
Not the Gonzalez buck.
All right, well, I'm going to check that video out. Yeah. Once again, welcome to everybody. The Morning Reset. It is Thursday through Friday. Call it what you like. That a mantra to have for today. Let that mantra be kind. 6:26, make it 6:27. Is it too early to be counting? Hey, who's on vacation right now? Who is waking up and listening to 951 Remix? And maybe you're waking up next to a beach. Granted, you can't walk on it. Well, don't let nobody see you walking on it, you know? Yeah. Ooh, you know, it's been a beach house facing the ocean. And you have to stay in the yard?
Yeah, that sounds like that's going to be my plan this weekend, because I'm trying to head to Tuco.
Oh, yeah, to the Tuco? Tuco.
To the Tuco, and the house is literally right opposite the ocean.
Well,
and
then...
this is right there.
Yeah, well, then let's find a hardware in Tuco, ask them to dump a truckload of red sand in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do, instead of an infinity pool, do an infinity sand. You know, just make sure and cut it in such a way where it looks like there's the ocean on the edge.
Yeah.
Nah. All right, front page today's Guardian, jabs at your door.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, a man, 75, says he had access issues and he's glad they visited. And PAHO again tells citizens to take what's available and the ERHA first to launch community vaccine drive.
In Matlock, look where. I guess it'll be really difficult for them to get to the vaccination centers. The Matlock is literally the end of that Tokumen Road, right?
Of course, and it's not a matter of two, Danny. It's two and fro.
Because yeah, exactly. For and the road ain't the best.
The most they can do is two co. You know? Yeah, but seriously though, it's pretty hard if you don't have your own transport to get out of Matlock and get to the sites and then get back home. Especially when you have to take probably multiple modes of transport. And again, some people have some side effects. I mean, very minimal, like immediately after.
A little pain
at the site of the injection. Yeah. And especially for the elderly to go through that on top of fighting up for transport and in this weather these days. Yeah.
So I think it's a great initiative. Good job.
Yeah. There should be no excuse why people who want the vaccine can't get it. That's what I say. Yes, correct.
Yeah, and definitely the rural areas should be where you start. Because obviously they have the most logistical challenges.
Yeah, and them as people too.
Of course.
We all on the same speck of land here, guys. All right, also, you know, on Olympics, let's wear this. I just saw this. It said page 54, but like it going straight 53 to 50. Ah, here we go. All right, so... Right, so what? DeGrasse bigs up Trini family after 200 meters gold.
Right.
Canada's for Canada. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and also seeing Canada donates 82,000 AstraZeneca vaccines and to come to TNT sometime.
Soon.
Yes, sometime. Yeah.
It will arrive in TNT soon.
Because you know what's going to happen.
That's pretty specific.
No, well, you see, the thing is, again, as you mentioned before, if someone has an issue with a specific brand, like, let's give example what's available, the Sinopharm. And they're like, you know what? Because a lot of people got the AstraZeneca before, right? Before we got the Sinopharm, the AstraZeneca first jab started dishing out. My mom and dad and grandmother, they have AstraZeneca.
Right.
And so maybe some people are saying, well, 82,000 doses, is it really 41?
That means 41,000?
Yeah, but when? Right. So some people say, I go hold off. But then the Sinopharm is supposed to finish sometime in September. If all is taken, all 400,000. So I don't know what to do, guys. It's up to you. But the thing is, Delta variant is at basically on the doorstep, trying to get in. Kind of just like that thing going in that doorway in that video of that backyard they sent me.
You saw it.
Well, I watch it and it looks a bit almost slightly
like DVR,
manipulated.
Like
manipulated, yeah.
All like the DVR was malfunctioning and...
Yeah, because it could have been something like a layer over of another video, or it could have been something as simple as a real big fat mumpy sized candle fly was flying around and...
No, but didn't you see like a person kind of shadow going by
into the door? Yeah, it did. It did look like somebody was trying to walk in and it looked like they actually was lifting their hand with a key and going to put it into the door.
Well, I'm thinking maybe it was a person holding their cell phone, like using the cell phone light.
Yeah,
sneak in the yard.
And the light was glitching in the arm.
The light was glitching and the DVR was glitching too. And this is what I would love to believe, because that cannot be a poltergeist opening and closing a door at 1:30 in the morning in El Socorro Ramos area.
Well, girl, the El Socorro Ramos area is an over the highway in El Socorro Ramos, about 20... maybe 25 years ago, at least. There's a story. My first cousin was renting across there. And I think I gave this story on here. It's pretty creepy stuff with two other girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
But apparently where they were, I'll just give it a little piece. Where they were renting, apparently, there was the landlord was, for lack of a better phrase, mining a spirit, dead family member.
Right.
Where they would put things out like feed them. Ceremoniously feed them every day, and apparently the landlord wanted them out, the girls out.
Oh,
so they stopped feeding the spirit and they started to get very malicious.
Malignant is too much.
Yeah, right. But the things that happen, this is like my cousin, I grew up with like a sister in my house growing up.
So you believe right? her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's not on that BS. Like, right. not. Like, straight pin, not on that kind of stuff. And okay. speaking to other friends who are meant to relay the story to me, yeah. The next day they left, though. Like, they packed up on here.
Forthwith.
I'll give it to us what happened off the air because I want to spoil people's day. All the disbelievers
I did say that video that I sent to you is going to start a whole paranormal ghost story talk.
Well, hey, maybe it's time for that. Who knows?
It's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Just surviving. Some of us, you know, just happy for that. But that's no way to live. No. With just one life to live at a time, just surviving. I mean, if we were going through some sort of apocalyptic time, which I think maybe we are. So, All right, let's continue the old talk, Valston, DJ Danny. So you're right. Schools are not open. We don't know if and when they're going to open. I mean, literally, because...
Well, we don't know when in person, but that's what they're aiming towards. We haven't heard any variation from the plan other than they would like to run back in school. But we kind of trying to ask, like, how?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the word variation, which is close to variant. The truth is, I mean, I don't want to bring it all up all the time, but world news regarding the Delta variant, which is actually in 10 of our close countries, the Caribbean and Latin America, it's 22 actually, right? And I'm seeing what the Delta variant is doing to other countries. Now, it is coming to Trinidad, and all the different people and the different sectors of this, all the stakeholders are saying, yes, it's inevitable. But
it's inevitable.
When that really happens here, like I said, if and when school opening, more like if.
But I mean, I guess the if would be the virtual.
Well, I guess, yeah, we'll have to go that way.
When in person.
Yeah, but you're right, because a lot of people, granted, results ain't come out yet for which school children are going to regarding, so.
But 20-something thousand children will probably be going to a new school. So.
Yes.
Yes, we know that bookstores and stores open, but if they really are pushing towards in person, where they get their uniform and their shoes because retail is still closed.
Yeah. Oh, we might see a resurgence in seamstress and tailors because that's how my school uniform used to come from. My mom was a seamstress. And I used to go by tailor to get my pants. She made all my school shirts up until Form 5. I never buy a school shirt in no store. My mother used to embroider the CIC thing on the pocket too.
What? Herself?
The
embroider machine or she's a hand?
Hand.
Serious? Well,
but that was the era going to school in the 80s and the very, very early 90s up to then. I mean, that was most people, a lot of people, not most, a lot of people got their school uniform sewn by a seamstress or tailor or their mother.
Wow. That was probably awesome.
Yeah, back then, remember, everybody still had a sewing machine in their house.
Our sewing machine was for cutting.
Yeah, boy, no doubt.
But a desperate call has gone out to the government from retailers to reopen the sector as soon as possible. And they're saying, like, literally, the green light is not given in a matter of days. They're expecting a further 20 to 25% on top of the 20% of retailers that have already closed to also close by the end of this month.
It's going to be a melee, Danny, you're right, because when you think about it, when apparently at this 11th hour results finally come out, and then you have very limited time to go and get the things you need to get. And if the retail, the stores, only open at that time, it's going to further add to the rush. Again, we're going to have a bunch of people trying to get into stores.
Yep, correct.
Madness.
Correct. You know, there's an article there speaking to a businessman who is the head of the recently formed Retailers Association. This is businessman Omar Hadid.
Uh-huh.
He also spoke to the CEO of Excellent Stores. And, you know, pretty much laying bare how desperate the situation is. You know, he's saying most of us are on the verge of collapse, and this is not an exaggeration.
And guys, this is not just the small manor, the mom and pop. This is like the big, big established places.
These are the one percenters.
Yeah, they are because there's zero income. Zero. Correct.
And then, you know, even if they own these malls and these plazas, they're unable to collect any rent to pay for the mortgage on these properties because none of these stores are open.
They're not even collecting rent to pay their rent or to pay their mortgage, as the case is. Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of them tried online, like Excellent Stores. I know they went online.
Mm-hmm.
But
how to put
just
this?
Like curbside, that can't sustain your actual
business. No, it cannot. It kind of like buy and go out of bars. That can never sustain a bar. That works on such small volumes of profit, but needs the
the
regular.
Tight turnover. Yeah.
Correct.
And you know what's you know a lot of these staff that work in these retail outlets aren't the most educated. They don't make ginormous sums of money, and they haven't gotten the salary relief grant for April, May, and June.
Yeah.
So how are people living?
And we're not hearing anything from the government about what's going to be done about the economy. What are we going to boost it? What is going to happen?
Nothing addressed in the past press conference last Saturday.
And of course,
so every week you wait to hear, well, maybe a little something opening again.
No, nothing.
Somebody going to get a blind, nothing.
And also, we're not hearing, I mean, and everybody's calling for this. Not just the big boys, but the little boys also calling for it. The small man.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know when the discussion is going to happen between the government, the central bank, and the banking sector.
Yeah.
Because we can't just be hoping for some financial institution every so often to say we give all a deferral. When they don't give 3 months, by the time...
We are about to go into our fourth month, in a sector.
Yeah, so...
What they're saying as well is, okay, so we saw the Bar Owners Association last week saying 100% of their members have been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And they're ready. They're raring to go.
They're ready. They've been ready. Hadid is saying in this article that about 65% of employees have been vaccinated to date, and many more are expected to do so. So, I mean, a lot of these sectors that really push into the reopening, you see they're trying to put the things in place.
Yeah, you know?
And I think the least the government could do is give a bone and say, well, if you meet X or if we meet X, then by this date, this will happen. You haven't guessed that.
No, I still want to know how in-house dining was spreading COVID. I still, because restaurants had one of some of the highest, if not the highest standards for interaction between people on any level of business in Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm still waiting to hear that. But we all agree that the amount of lawsuits are going to come out of this COVID, it's just a matter of time. But right now, only the Delta variant on the doorstep. And know what you're doing. Know what you got to do.
Yeah, you're saying those numbers are the vaccination sites are low. So, I mean, if you had done before because, you know, we'd have too much people and rush and blah, blah, blah.
Go and check it out. And more and more options are popping up. So let's do the math, Danny. They were hoping to have at least 20,000 people vaccinated a day, so they could have reached the, 500,000 or 600,000 by September.
600,000.
Right. The papers today say for the most, it's been 2,500 a day, which is about 10% of what they would like to happen. And we're at 13%. Of the general public, for which we need 80 to 90%. So again, for those of you hoping things are going to open back, for those of you listening to the press conference in 2 days from now to see what opening back, nothing is going to open. Nothing.
No, probably nothing.
And not for the rest of the year. I honestly believe not for the rest of the year.
I'm actually thinking, November, December. You're right.
Yeah. So not to be a party pooper, but hey, again, don't shoot the messenger.
Manage your expectations. And if you do what you have to do, and rally a little too, then maybe we'll see. But until then, I think we are going to be stuck in this limbo.
Sad to say, guys. Let's go. So I posted something on Facebook recently saying, asking question, is Moby ice cream a thing? And I said it should be. Of course, people were, not too happy about that. Some people were, why not? Because
but I'm assuming with Moby ice cream, it'll probably sweeten it a little further, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the closest thing to Moby ice cream, I mean, it could be typical ice cream, or it could be like a sorbet, because I am guilty of, putting Moby in your freezer instead of get half frozen, and you take a spoon and slush it up and have it, like, yummy.
Okay. Right, well, they have worse things out there, so
yeah,
they have way worse things that people put in their mouth. So
like one thing I'm not in favor of, and I will put my both feet down and stand against it, is PY ice cream.
Okay, yeah, no.
No, not PY ice cream, guys. Alright, so the lady we were about to speak about, she came a long way from singing karaoke in Barbados.
Listen, when I saw this yesterday, I just wanted to stand up and clap so louder because I stan Rihanna like, whoa. And she has joined Kanye West and Jay-Z in the Billionaires Club, and that's what it'd be.
Yeah, for entertainer. I mean, don't forget Oprah is right there and Tyler Perry.
Yeah, but I mean in the younger people now.
Oh, the younger people.
Yeah, the younger.
You mean people like us? People like us.
The hip cool people. But she is now the richest musician on the planet.
Yeah.
Wow. And most of her net worth doesn't even have to do with her being an artist. Of course, it's because of her lucrative Fenty Beauty line, and that she's been able to divulge into Fenty skin and Fenty lingerie. And she has amassed a net worth of $1.7 billion.
Yeah, $1.7 billion.
Almost two billion.
So forget woman of color, a black woman. She's this outright richest female entertainer. Okay.
On the planet. Beyonce must be just punch in the air right now.
You know why? Because his hubby found her.
Correct.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Forbes said yesterday that she had become the wealthiest female musician in the world, second to Oprah Winfrey, as the richest female entertainer. Now, this is brands like Fenty Beauty and Savage X. Now, let's see. She... What did it mention? Okay, here we go. So Rihanna's... Okay, Fenty Beauty, which Rihanna has a 50% stake in, is a 50-50 joint venture with French luxury conglomerate Louis Vuitton.
Right.
MH. That's Mount Hope? No. All right. Launched in 2017 and was an instant hit for her, bringing in more than $550 million in annual revenue. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lingerie brand, Savage X, Fenty, in 2018 launched. She has a 30% ownership that raised $115 million in funding earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing it to the brand's valuation to over $1
billion. Wow. So and of course, she's set to release a perfume next week. So
you understand?
Be raking in more money.
So not just join the billionaires club, but she's about to join the 2 billionaires club. She's at 1.7 already, and we've seen what happens with the likes of some people. I won't mention Jeff Bezos' name and name that could jump from a dozen to almost 20 million and billions or in 1 year and then lose it and then still be the richest man. So Rihanna, good for you. And you don't have to sing another song again, okay? I don't think you need to.
People keep asking, no, the comments, when is the next album? Rihanna don't have to make another album in life.
People have no idea how hard it is and all that time in studio. And then she needs to devote herself to her brand.
She has not become a billionaire from music.
Yeah, correct.
So, it's pretty hard
to become a billionaire from music. I mean...
Alone.
Kanye West example. Dr. Dre example.
Correct. She's been able to use her influencers. She's gained from music to create these brands that are billion-dollar brands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I saw a quote in one of the, I think it was Forbes yesterday, that she said that she's not motivated by money anymore. So she really has to have a passion for it to even want to do it. So clearly, the passion right now is not music.
Yeah, money can't be the motivation when you have so much money you can't even spend it in a lifetime.
Exactly.
Oh, talking about... not money or lifetime, but I forgot to mention the folks on the chat. All right, so good morning to Catherine. Good morning to Tris and Liv. Good morning to Bean and Ash. Good morning to Eminent Otto. Good morning to Merle. Good morning to Reddy. And of course, good morning to Azad. All right, guys, the number 3949595 for your WhatsApp messages and voice notes. Let's continue with your morning reset.
Reset your vibe. 951 Remix.
Maybe the weekend should, how should I put this? Maybe the weekend should save his confessions and proclamations for another day, too.
Well, I don't know who he might inspire, and we don't know what did it, but he said he's changing his ways.
Maybe he still really, 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 really wants to get back with Selena, and he realized he has to get clean.
Well, I don't know, but the weekend has described himself earlier. Here it is, sir, and I have filed this for future use. Sober light.
Yeah, L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E. He's sober light. And this is after years of using hard drugs and alcohol as coping mechanisms.
So where he was sniffing cement, or?
Well, he's... Right now. This, what he didn't say what drugs he was taking. But he said, in a GQ cover story, September 2021. So I guess that is still be coming out.
Coming out next
soon,
month, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said he admits he still smokes weed and occasionally drinks, but he's otherwise clean.
He's not a heavy drinker anymore, and...
He said the romance of drinking isn't there. Looking back, the entertainer realized that drugs were a crutch for him at his lowest point. But I mean, with somebody whose biggest tune is I Can't See in My Face, I mean, it's not much guessing as to what hard drugs he's talking about.
What is? It was a crutch for him at his lowest point, and my lowest point was my feet. Wow.
Wow.
Crutch is like more midway, you know. I'm just saying, you know, it was never my crutch was
your
never my lowest point.
Your boot was that inflatable boot you had on, right?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I guess it's a good reason, you know. He said, "I want children." You know, I don't. I know I say I don't, but I know I do. I want children. He told the magazine, "I like the trajectory of my career, but I also feel like having children would influence me and inspire me more." He's gonna use these kids for inspiration.
Oh, what happens when he loses his inspiration? I'm just kidding.
He was saying that, of course, you know, his breakthrough hits are all about drugs. If you weren't sure, guys, I Can't See My Face and High For This are about drugs, okay?
Yeah, Blinding Lights should have sold it all out.
Yeah, thank you. he previously opened up about how destructive vices helped him get creative in the recording studio. So it's always like a double-edged sword with these, you know, major artists. You
yeah.
know, there were songs on his first album that were 7 minutes long, rambling, whatever thoughts I was having when I was under the influence at the time. But I can't see myself doing that now.
It's like,
I mean, that's good for you.
No, no, it's like Bob Marley. Even I remember growing up and it had the elders, you know, no, marijuana is bad, smoking weed is bad, but they love Bob Marley and his music.
Yeah, but where, I mean, and that was part of his inspiration.
Hand
well.
In hand.
A whole song called Kaya. That's also about drugs, eh, guys? Well, not drugs, but...
Yeah, I know. How can you like music from the Rolling Stones and don't, you know, and don't understand the... And I mean, I'm not being an advocate for anything except weed.
I like Sober Light. I think Sober Light is a great category, especially for a creative person.
You know what? I wish him well, because anybody who goes through the mental and psychological and spiritual side effects and detriments of addiction
mm-hmm.
and could pull themselves out of it.
I mean, never heard
that's good.
We can't go to rehab and have any kind of big public meltdown incidents that, you know, so it's great that he was able to recognize that he needed to change before it even got to that.
Well, good for him, and like you mentioned, hopefully inspire others.
Val and Danny, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Okay, they may not need permission to dance, but if you ever see me dance, you may think that I needed permission. That's all good. I do my own thing. When the music hits me, I close my eyes, I go in the middle of the dance floor, and I just express myself. Oh yeah, it's like art. It's like visual music when I dance.
Nobody gave you permission to dance, Val.
Yeah, you would think like, oh my God, is he having a Tai Chi class? Look how smooth.
Why all the kicking and punching, though?
It's more like tie up like market crab, not Tai Chi. 7:40 is our time. All right, so guys, I just realized we didn't give you the weather for today. And it's more or less going to be, well, again, keep it in mind, it's rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's sunny with isolated showers. Mostly hot and sunny conditions across the country with isolated showers and thunderstorms across western, coastal, Trinidad and Tobago. By late morning through the afternoon, localized street flash flooding and gusty winds are possible. So, I don't know if you listened to the news this morning, Danny. At least the 6 o'clock news, there was mention about the concerns about the flooding in West Trinidad day before yesterday.
And they were saying that they were...
Squatters. They said
squatters.
Now, I don't realize it was the squatters along the riverside that caused the flood. For sure, it's the developments on the mountainsides, because we saw the water raging
from up at the top of the
yes,
hill.
And flowing into the rivers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we also saw the type of rubble, the type of trees, and we saw pieces of trees coming down that were cut. We saw it. I will be honest with you, when I was leaving work yesterday, DJ Danny, and heading down Independence Square, heading east, as soon as I passed the cathedral, and I headed to the bottom of, that's not Nelson Street. Is it Nelson, one of them?
Duncan Street.
Duncan. And there were two huge chunks of tree trunk on the side of the road, not even moved properly, just there still.
Where did it rest?
You know, that was cut. And that may have come straight from St. Anne's Maravam because of down the East Rye River.
Yeah, but you know, St. Anne's River is actually the East Rye River, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it does.
You know, we know it flows into each other, but it's also known as the East Rye River.
Yeah.
But, you know, we think that because it's these big, you know, it looks like these macro investments with these housing developments going on to the top of the hill, half the time plenty of them don't have permission, you know.
No, they don't.
Unless the residents and stuff get involved and, you know, write to the councillor, you know, check out the AMA to see if they have approvals. Plenty of the time people is doing what they want, you know.
I'm getting away with it. You know what
happens,
Sue? I don't think people would expect that something of that financial magnitude would not have had all the relevant paperwork. So this, they assume.
And then you question it because, you know, like, who's me? I was a little player by the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, I have a little cardboard shack. I squatted next to the river. But you have a multi-million dollar development.
Yeah, well, that one's taking place right opposite my house.
Yeah, I know that.
And pretty soon, yeah, I don't know, but it seems as though they also don't have all the proper approvals. And boldly going about their business, it's a major inconvenience to all of the residents on the street, many of whom are living in this area
forever.
In their 70s, and they live in here since they're born.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so besides just cutting down the natural environment, is the level of inconvenience and lack of care that these developments also shows.
Yeah, I could tell where you live.
Through.
Where you live is, I could tell, I mean, you could visually tell by the structures of those houses on your street are there, like, for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. Well, you know, it was mentioned, one, the like I said, they spoke about the squatters on the riverbank, and then they spoke about illegal developments. Yeah.
So they said they're going to deal with it. So I probably should make a call to my counselor today to remind them about what's taking place.
You should. Feel free to send pictures and videos. Feel free.
We've done all of that. We've done legal letters. We've done WhatsApp groups. We have it. You know, it's like, and I will say he has been pretty responsive, but at the same time, the development is still going ahead.
Well, hey, that's big money thing, eh? You know, because it means that they don't have the paperwork and it's illegally done. Don't mean that money passed.
Correct.
It don't mean that money didn't pass.
It
sorry.
Didn't pass.
Ah. Ballston DJ Danny with you. Keep sending messages 3949595. And quickly, guys, good morning. And we are extending on this message. Happy, happy birthday, celebrating her big 56th birthday today. Anne-Marie Balgobin of San Francisco in Pinal is coming out from your son, Darian. Husband Danielle, also from siblings Ophelia, Sybil, Osborne, Ralph, Morrison, and Winston. Hear these names?
Wow.
I feel like they're bigging up some of my grandfather's side of the family there, boy. All right, also from son-in-law, the Balgobins, and you have a nice day too. Once again, happy 56th birthday, 56 years young, going out to Anne-Marie Balgobin. Oh, yeah. Be stuck in traffic. Alright, so getting some reports of some major traffic headed into Shagoramus, guys. I'm seeing it starting from around Westmoreland, and then it goes as far as Big Yard, and it's pretty much standstill.
So heading into Carnage.
I'm not too sure if it's police exercise, if it's roadworks, if it's somebody car drive.
I think it's roadworks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I just automatically found myself looking at other pockets of traffic, like really bad across the country. And so far, I think the worst I saw, Danny, was from the Presal flyover north to Shagoramus. It's just about 20 kilometers an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And just after Piako on the highway heading east, west, it's pretty thick heading all the way to Macoya. And then, of course, in downtown Port of Spain, some traffic too. So, hey, I guess it's still the realm of month end. It being a short week, people are trying to get business done.
Right. But still, traffic is something that's a little far-fetched occasionally, right?
Yeah, imagine. And so we have it, I mean, COVID-19, less people going out to work, and school is out. So, you know, I mean, school's been out for a while, but if you think about it like that, it's kind of weird.
Cool.
Like, seeing traffic now is like seeing a fly in an air-conditioned room. It just seems weird.
Correct.
So that analogy just came to mind. All right, guys, the morning reset. Hey, time waits on no one. Hey, good morning. If you're heading to the airport to hop on a flight to Tobago, strange enough, I'm hearing certain people making a call for flights to be restricted to Tobago.
Really?
Because of what's happening with the Delta variant. Mainly because of that.
Okay, but the Delta variant isn't there.
Well, apparently, listen, you didn't hear it from me, but allegedly, okay, allegedly the Delta variant is here already. Allegedly.
You know, we say all kinds of things, right?
No, but I think we need to start acting like it's here already. Because people aren't aware and fully grasp what this is. This is like COVID on steroids. And then they put that on steroids.
Yeah, correct.
The fact that it's transmitted so easily and the fact that there are more asymptomatic people with that, it's crazy. And comorbidities that have nothing to do with death rate when it comes to Delta. You're dying. And also, I'm seeing in the States, majority of people in the hospital are much younger people. Because of the Delta. So it's changing everything. It's switching everything up. So please wear your mask. Wear your mask properly. If you see an environment where you're just uncomfortable, it's too many people. Maybe it's just above the recommended amount, but you still feel like, you know, you have to pass and rover, but too much people. Like, you know, the smaller groceries and whatnot, mini marts we can walk into. You know, the lanes are very small.
Sometimes you pass and you see a set of cars out and it's like, okay, let's keep driving. Let's go to the other one.
Yeah, find somewhere. You might take you out of your comfort zone or out of your area, your physical environment where you live in. You know, go outside another place and patronize somewhere else. And, you know, we have a habit in Trinidad, I guess a lot of people do, where people like to go to the grocery and like to pop in the mini-mart several times a week. Try and make one list and get it all done if you can financially afford to. I'll throw that in too.
Yeah.
All right, try to avoid putting yourself out there over and over and over.
But at the end of the day, we keep forgetting it's still Joga's vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids are still on holiday. Yep. They've been had a very torturous school year virtually.
Oh, gosh. Yes, girl.
You know, so people are trying to rent beach houses with their families, with the kids, to Tobago, you know, to at least have a little sense of, oh, gosh, it's vacation, right?
I know, for the mind, for the psyche, everything. But also keep it in mind, and I want to talk to, I guess, you would probably echo the sentiment too. The proprietors of all these staycation spots that have never seen
so
an influx of people ever since they built the place.
And then during the week too, where people not just looking for the weekends anymore.
But that is going to come to a screeching halt in a few weeks when Jogas is done.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a lot of people are waiting for that too, to go and do their staycation, because hopefully the prices, I mean, it's supply and demand, prices may drop. And
you may be able to get a flight easier, because I have been trying to get a flight to Tobago for the past month, Val.
Yeah, we have fishing boats in Toko.
I thought I was doing the proactive thing and giving them a 5 weeks in advance, and it's still like every day, maybe today, maybe.
Proactive is for your face, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, but seriously, go to Toko and hop on a pirog.
That will never happen. Never.
No, well, don't hop because you're accident prone. Step into it easily. And sit your buttocks down and put on your life jacket.
Uh-uh.
And walk with all cat guts and all hook, all sinker.
And it's not bigger than the boat, right?
Well, if you feel it pulling you too much, you let go of the line. Don't do as I do and don't do as I say. That's how I should probably carry this classroom on this morning. Morning reset continues, everybody. Right, I guess we all need love in some form or fashion, because we got love to give, we like to receive. We may not wear it on our sleeve that we're looking for it, but hey, we are human beings and we need to at least feel, you know, considered, respected. Yeah. In the same breath, a lot of you guys are stop peopling, like really hardcore stop peopling, and that's okay also. Alright, so I mean, I need love right now, but what I need to do, DJ Danny, is take a break from social media, because you know what I hate? I hate juggling from Instagram to Facebook and then double tapping on Facebook pictures to like them.
And I mean, yeah, and a lot of people post cross platforms, so you see kind of a lot of the similar content.
Yeah, I just
if you're on Instagram first, that is.
Yeah, you know, and then sometimes you realize, I mean, I'm guilty of it sometimes. I post to both platforms, the same post.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, when I am checking other people's posts and I see one, they do the same thing. I don't always like this, you know, on the both platforms. So, I like
that already.
Big strokes of wapping, boy. You know? Guilty. Oh, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
But I feel your pain about the social media break.
Yeah, it is necessary. I just want to, like I say, buy a nice lounge chair. I've been putting it off for quite some time, like since he started the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean a beach chair, lounge chair. I just want to go on a beach somewhere. It doesn't have to be, you know, the most frequented beach as in the past or whatnot. Sink my toes in the sand and just stay there for hours. You know, get a few sandfly bite. Reminisce of, you know, how good it's sweetie scratches.
Yeah, go with a book. Go on, when last time you read a book?
Yeah. Watch your language. Watch your language. We have children listening. Go with a book. I know about to talk about adult beverages and look where you're going.
No, serious. Like, you know, there's always one day in your vacation when you go on those, like, you know, 2 week vacation. There's a couple of days when it's like, you can't deal with any more adult beverages, you know.
Yeah.
And a book does the trick.
Yeah, well, the only time a book will come into play when I vacate or vacation is when I have to book my vacation. That's it.
It's when you have to vacate.
Yeah, vacate to my vacation. Yeah, but I want to pick up people who've been taking road trips and, you know, seeing your country. In an advice, okay, what I would advise though, especially, now our movements are supposed to be restricted.
So exactly.
It is an SOE.
Story after, but
people are doing it. People are doing it safely. And you know what? What I would recommend is that if you are going to, I'm not policing you, all right? If you are going on a road trip, informal as the case is, try to stock up whatever you need to stock up in your car from one place.
Yeah.
Don't be stopping, which is part of the road trip, stopping and getting something, stopping. No.
But a lot of places aren't open for you to do that.
No, but a lot of foodie places are still
open. Foodie places open now, yeah.
Foodie places, parlors and mini-marts, so you can stop and get your ice and stop and get your water, your coconut water, your snacks.
I've heard of stories of people trying to road trip to Mayaro, for example,
uh-huh,
and getting turned back.
From where?
The police will stop you along the road,
uh-huh,
whether there's a roadblock or not, and
yeah,
ask you, what you doing? I'm going on a road trip. No, so go home.
You see, that is what you see. You're not supposed to be honest. I'm joking.
I'm joking as well.
I'm going to see my grandfather, sister, cousin.
Where
they live in? They live in Sioux. Holland was living in Sioux. Yeah, no. Just be sensible about your movements. And again, I'll echo this over and over. Whatever you do, folks, please wear your mask properly. Sanitize and social distance, okay?
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 morning drive.
Whoa, I don't know. I mean, I know it's not all your business, but it's so cold in this studio. OMG, if you had X-ray vision, you would have walked in and asked me if I was transitioning. It's 8:35, everybody. Woo! I don't know what's the weather like outside, but is it a nice, bright, sunshiny day? Of course, for those of you taking care of the kids over the joggers, some of the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the older cousins and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, good opportunity to bond. Always plant a tree. I'm not talking about that school experimenting with the little red beans and all wet tissue and thing. I mean, that's fine, but go out, plant something. Whether it's, you know, you plant a scythe, orange, a mango. I mean, I'm all for, you know, ornamental stuff and thing. I mean, my mom is in that business, but Food, plant something you can use, something you could see and grow to fruition, all pun intended. Something you could pick and admire and, you know, let your mouth water while you wait for it to ripe on a tree. Oh gosh, talking about ripe on tree, we'll be taking donations of pollock, zabuka. All right, guys, that's the nice big ones, yummy.
Oh, is that a name for it?
Yeah, pollock. I like this.
King Zabuka.
Big Ed Zabuka.
Yeah.
Big Unk Zabuka. I like the ones that fit in your hand, basically, that turns to purple. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Those
oh, gosh.
Awesome.
I like the Zabuka with these stringy things in it, too. I like that.
I like all Zabuka.
All Zabuka, yes.
All Zabuka are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you read that story I sent you about the Guinness record?
Well, actually, I saw it and I didn't delve into it, but you lead. Let me.
This is where, again, I will renew my call for you to come up with a record to break, because some of these records, like, how many people even think of these things, right?
No, I keep my records. That's my prized possession. As a DJ, I don't mess with my records. You know that. I'm not breaking any.
Wow. So, I don't even know how to move on from that. Seriously. But okay, an Estonian woman, she has broken the Guinness World Record for swimming with a monofin. Right? So she celebrated, Estonian swimmer celebrated her 30th birthday. She swam 18.6 miles with a monofin. And for those wondering, what is a monofin? It's a swimming fin that resembles a mermaid's tail.
Whoa. How much? 18 point, how much miles?
18.6 miles. Guess how long it took?
That had to take about 4 hours.
9 hours and 19 minutes with a mermaid tail on.
Whoa. Okay, so 18.6 miles. Let's do the math. So she swam 18.599999 miles more than Watson Duke.
Yes, and he didn't have a mermaid tail. Maybe that was the problem.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mermaid's tail clearly is doing the trick.
Yeah.
She didn't swim in a pool, of course. She swam on in Miami Beach. And apparently there was a previous record.
Wow.
That she also held.
Oh, she held. Okay. I was like, what?
When she attempted this back in 2020 and she only made 12.8 miles. So that's a big improvement.
Yo, for me to swim 0.1 miles?
That is you can swim 0.1 miles out.
No, no.
That's what it could be like from the shore to a little distance out.
No, Sardis, that's real far.
No, Sardis, it's not.
Listen, if I have floaties on my... No. There's no age limit for floaties.
Like a calm beach. Like no set of waves that will panic you and thing, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of the bay.
That is when I'll start to panic. When I look down and I say, but don't they install our bottom of love? No. Mm-mm.
But at least this chick, she did it for a good cause. She said the swimmers aimed at raising awareness of marine pollution. And she's quoted as saying, there's too much trash on the beach. Pick up your trash.
And it's funny how life works. All the trash on land that ends up in the ocean, when there's this big flood, it comes right back. The ocean says, take all your rubbish back. Whoa. Yep. And of course, the sea life are the ones to the detriment, from humpback whales to sea turtles to very, very much endangered species. The reefs are in danger from all these abandoned fishing lines, fishing nets, coupled with the bad fishing and unregulated practices. I mean, we have trolling right here in the Gulf of Paria. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot of this, I remember a story, was it last time, there was some ships like right off beyond our marine border.
Yeah.
Allegedly trolling.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, we have no management of our borders, but that's, not like anybody ever spoke about that, you know, but yeah, let's leave. Oof, yeah. All right, folks, if you just tuned in, all your real miss, real old talk, and you miss a lot of opportunities since 6 o'clock this morning to be a smarter, wiser person. We just joking. Well, yeah, it's nothing. Okay, we're going till 9 o'clock. 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 10 minutes away from Dana. All right, Ballston, DJ Danny with you. So, Danny, I just, of course, our buddy, we spoke about him yesterday, Mark Seatram, doing all this good stuff, rescuing all these doggies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mentioned that he had to go deep into the bush to follow where the mother and her pups were abandoned. Right, yes. So, the two that survived, they went to the vet, they got checked out. And I just posted up, okay, for anybody looking for two beautiful, cute little puppies, but they must be taken. Both must be taken. I don't want to not have them separated, okay? I just posted up on my Facebook, Valmiki Ramlagan, V-A-L-M-I-K-I, Ramlagan, well, spelled as pronounced. Whoa. Check it out, and if anybody can... interested in adopting these little love lights, I'm calling them, please private message me, but I would like you to take both of them. And please know that if you're looking to adopt dogs, don't just get carried away and all, you know, romanticize having pets. They get big and it's long term, you know, especially with puppies. There's a lot of training involved, patience involved, and attention needed. So
Okay, I'm on your page. They're so cute.
They are so cute. Okay, guys.
Yes, so one is like white with like a little brown ears, and the other is like a little reverse. Oh my gosh, they're adorable.
I know. So guys, maybe you have older dogs and, you know, you're looking to add to the family because, you know, doggies go to heaven at some time and,
you know. Say that.
You know.
My doggies are 14 and 11.
Whoa.
Yeah. But they're doing pretty good. You know, they got a clean bill of health the other day. But
nice.
They're old dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, these are boy dogs or girl dogs? They haven't decided.
Oh, I think that's the thing with puppies, you can tell from the get-go. But I'm not too sure. All right, but again, if anybody's interested, if you know Mark C. Tramp personally, you can message him or you can message me on Facebook. Check it out.
There's not you in the picture with the Quicksilver.
Was what?
There's not you in the picture holding them.
It looks like, I think that's Mark probably.
Yeah, that looks like your jersey.
No, I'm wearing a Billabong this morning. Where's, yeah,
you
Billabong.
See?
Yeah.
For boy kids.
Yeah. Alright, so guys, it's about that time. DJ Danny, what's the entrance to Cascade St. Anne's looking like? Is it properly cleaned up?
Well, I haven't left my area for the week, but he was out yesterday and it seemed like they made it, making a lot of progress. You know, he sat down by Queensville, was more or less cleared yesterday morning.
I see in today's Guardian, I think there was an image of two, yeah, on page.
They're taking the cars out the river.
Yeah, but listen, those cars, write-off is an understatement.
Understatement? Yo, I mean, and one of the owners was there to watch it being pulled up, and he, of course, that's heartbreaking to see her. You know, he said he's never been in an accident. He's well taken care of his car.
Mm.
You know, he only have it 4 years now. 4 years is a relatively short time. If
yes.
You have a seven-year loan.
Phew, and some of these banks, wicked, giving you nine-year loans.
You know, so I feel their pain, boy. Because I don't even think that we really consider flood insurance. Is that a thing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how this is being dealt with by the insurance companies and moving forward, because whether we like it or not, we live in a country where half of the years these are potential.
Flood season, yeah.
So, and we have lots of rivers and waterways and watercourses around here. And
you know, reading the story, he said he worked from home and all of a sudden the rain fell, and then he heard the neighbors saying, look, two cars going on the road. You know, so it literally happened in no time.
And we know how the people, I mean, not to be materialistic, but your car is literally your wings, okay?
Correct.
So,
a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, on behalf of DJ Danny, love you.
Wait, you know, my car, my traffic story in Shadow.
Hey, right.
Chicken, please.
So, somebody, because you messaged me earlier and said that there was major traffic. I checked it on Waze and I couldn't attribute to what the traffic was being caused by, but it's dead standstill.
Yeah, so they said it's roadworks happening this morning by Hake Street, so the main road is not, it's completely blocked off and traffic is being diverted to the back roads and it's not moving.
Because the back roads are, when you're not familiar with back roads and detours, you get lost.
I mean, you have to follow the cars in front, but it's still, and they're pretty narrow as well.
Yeah, for those who know, not familiar with navigating the streets north of the main road in Carinage, it's, yeah, so be careful, be mindful. If you could avoid right now, avoid it altogether. All right, so guys, keep a smile on your face. Be kind, stay awesome. We love you. Dana comes up next.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated, and it's only